sent for us, for Allah sent for you, for me, for us, for Muslims, for the whole humanity to achieve benefit. Ya Imam al-Ridha, wasn't Quran sent for us that we achieve benefit from it? Yes. So why is it so difficult, so hard that we cannot understand it? Why? What's the reason? Imam replied, Imam said, of course Allah had the power. Allah in Allah ala kulli shay'in qadeer. Allah is the all-powerful. He has the power. He was able to make it so easy that the children could even understand. But Imam is saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purposely sent the Quran so difficult. Purposely. Jaan bujh ke mushkil bheja. Oh my God, oh my master. Why? Well, what's the reason? Why did Allah purposely send the Quran so difficult that we cannot understand many verses of Holy Quran? Imam al-Ridha replies, Imam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purposely sent the Holy Quran so difficult. Why? So that people go on the doors of the heirs of Quran. So that people go on the door of inheritors of Quran. So people go on the doors of successors of Quran. So people go on the door of Warathatul Quran. Salat al Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allah purposely sent Quran difficult so that you go and ask from the heirs of Quran, inheritors of Quran, warathatul Quran. But today, unfortunately, we Muslims, we nor achieve the ma'rifah recognition of Quran, neither we achieve the ma'rifah and recognition of Ahlul Bayt, the heirs of Quran, inheritors of Quran, warathatul Quran, unfortunately. And I'm really guaranteeing if all the Muslims start achieving ma'rifah, recognition, deep knowledge of Quran and Ahlul Bayt, and if they follow them 100%, not even if they follow them 50%, definitely most of their problems will be solved. But we're not doing this. Quran is such a great miracle Allah has given to us, but because it is for free, we didn't pay any money for it, we didn't struggle to achieve this great blessing, we just ignore it. Allahu Akbar. Listen, what a great miracle is Quran. Allahu Akbar. Allah is saying in Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, oh non-Muslims, you don't have to convert Muslims to your own religions. If you want to defeat Muslims, if you want to convert Muslims to any other religion, just make one small surah like one of the smallest surahs of Quran and you have defeated Islam. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ. If you think that Islam is something wrong, if you want to defeat Muslims, if you want to convert Muslims, don't struggle. Just bring a smaller surah, well, like one of the smaller surahs of Quran. And this was the challenge from the time of Prophet till now. And nobody was able to do it. Nobody was able to bring a smaller surah like the smaller surah of Quran. Rasulullah did the same thing. In Kaaba, he went and hand Surah Al-Kawthar. Very small. Bismillah ar-Rahim. Inna a'tainaka al-Kawthar. Fasalli rabbika wanhar. Inna shaniyaka wal-abtar. In that time, the poets used to come and write the poetry. The best poetry used to be hand on the wall of Kaaba. And then other poets used to come and they used to try their best to write a poem better than that poem. And if they were able to write a better poem, then that poem was coming down and they used to put another poem, the best poem. Now the Prophet had Surah Al-Kawthar and it was a challenge. Bring something like this. Nobody was able. All the poets came, started struggling, trying to write something, trying to write a poem. But nobody was able. At the end, the biggest poet came and he said, he wrote a sentence under Surah Al-Kawthar. What was that? Ma hadha kalamul bashar. This doesn't seem to be human's word. This is Allah's word. We cannot compete it. Quran is uncompetable. It's challenging today. In many universities, even today, The non-Muslims, the enemies of Islam are trying to find even one mistake from Holy Quran. But inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr. Allah is saying, I have said Quran. I will be protecting Quran. There is no fault in Quran. La raiba fi. There is no mistake in Quran. They're trying. They're struggling their best to just find that one mistake. One mistake. But go and search on Google. There's a book, 50,000 Errors in Bible. If you have time, read that book. So they are trying. They are thinking that Quran is like their book. Allahu Akbar. Quran is la raib. There's no doubt in Quran. There's no mistake in Quran. But there's a lovely point. As there is no mistake in Quran, as Quran is infallible, in the same way the heirs of Quran, the successors of Quran, also infallible. There's no mistake in them. Because the Prophet, peace be upon him, is saying, Aliyun ma'al Qur'ani wal Qur'anu ma'a Ali. Ali is with Quran and Quran is with Ali. If Quran is guide, Ali is guide. If Quran is leader, Ali is leader. If Quran is manifestation of light of God, Ali is also manifestation of light of God. No, even go deeper. Go and see the relation between Quran and Ahlul Bayt, Quran and the heirs of Quran. In Quran we have Suratul Kawthar, Ali is Saqiyul Kawthar. In Quran we have Suratul Fath, Ali is Fatihul Khaybar. In Quran we have Suratul Ali Imran, Ali is son of Imran. In Quran we have Suratul Muhammad, Ali is brother of Muhammad. In Quran we have Suratul Mu'minun, Ali is Amirul Mu'minin. In Quran we have Suratul Yusuf, Ali is savior of Yusuf. In Quran we have Suratul Yunus, Ali is helper of Yunus. In Quran we have Suratul Anbiya, Ali is helper of Anbiya. In Quran we have Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ali is the dot under the bar of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. According to the narration of Prophet, looking towards Quran is ibadah and worship. In the same way Prophet said, looking towards Ali ibn Abi Talib is ibadah and worship. The narrations of Prophet are informing us, whoever, anybody keeps grudge and hatred in his heart for Quran, he is hypocrite and munafiq. In the same way Prophet informed us, anyone who keeps hatred and grudge for Ali ibn Abi Talib, he is also hypocrite and munafiq. Do you see the relation between Quran and Ahlul Bayt? As Quran is la raib, in the same way Ahlul Bayt are la raib. As Quran is infallible, in the same way Ahlul Bayt are infallible too. But we did not achieve any benefit. Let me just share one lovely prescription of Quran with you. This is a very lovely verse in Suratul Kahf, verse number 110. I will not recite the verse, it's a very famous verse. Definitely you've heard this verse many times. When you go back to home, open Suratul Kahf, verse number 110, recite it. If you had time, if you could memorize, memorize it, and tomorrow I will listen it from you. This verse of Suratul Kahf, verse number 110, this works like an alarm clock for you. What does it mean? I said Quran has everything. You can achieve all the benefits from Quran. You can achieve any benefit from Quran. You can solve your problem from your Quran. You can be wealthy, healthy by the help of Quran. Now Suratul Kahf, verse number 110. Very famous verse. Works like alarm clock. How? It has been narrated, if you, before you go to sleep, before you go to your bed, if you do wudu, ablution, and then you lie down on your bed, and you keep reciting this verse, at any time you intend to get up, this verse will help you to get up at that time. It will help you to open your eyes. Like the alarm clock. Sometimes you put time like for 4 o'clock, you open your eyes and then switch off the alarm. That's not the fault of the alarm clock. That's your fault. So this verse will help you to open your eyes.